MPC security for crypto cards. How key splitting protects your funds. A single private key is a single point of failure. One phishing attack, one malware infection, one stolen device, and your balance is gone. Multi-party computation, MPC, solves this by distributing key material across multiple parties so that the complete key never exists in any single location, not even during signing. By 2026, MPC is the dominant security architecture for retail crypto cards. Bybit Card uses it. Ledger CL Card uses it. Dozens of white label providers run on Fireblocks MPC under the hood. This article covers the technical mechanics, compares MPC to alternatives, examines real security incidents, and evaluates how major card providers implement it. What is MPC? MPC is a cryptographic protocol that lets multiple parties jointly compute a function, like generating a digital signature, over their private inputs without revealing those inputs to each other. Applied to crypto wallets, instead of one private key signing transactions, MPC distributes key material across 2 to 3 parties. Each party holds a key share that is useless alone. Together, they can sign transactions through distributed computation without ever reconstructing the full private key. A traditional wallet stores a 256-bit secret on one device. Steal the device, steal the funds. An MPC wallet, 2 of 2, splits the key into 2 shares, one on your phone, one on the issuer's server. Signing requires both parties to compute partial signatures independently, which are then combined into a valid transaction. The full key never materializes anywhere. The three MPC architectures, 2 of 2 MPC, both the user's device, share 1, and the issuer's server, share 2, must participate in every signing. This is the highest security option, because the issuer cannot unilaterally move funds. The trade-off, if you lose your device and the issuer goes offline, your funds are permanently locked. No recovery mechanism exists. Early MPC implementations, 2020-2022, use this model, but most have moved away from it. 2 of 3 MPC, the most common architecture for retail cards. Shares are split across 3 parties: user device, issuer server, and a recovery service or backup. Any 2 of the 3 can sign. Under normal operation, you and the issuer sign together. If you lose your device, the issuer and recovery service can restore access. If the issuer disappears, you and the recovery service can move your funds. The risk is that the issuer and recovery service could theoretically collude, though this is mitigated by legal agreements, insurance, and audit trails. Bybit Card, Ledger CL Card, and most white label providers use 2 of 3. 3 of 5 MPC used by institutional clients with 1M+ balances. 5 shares across user device, issuer server, hardware wallet, and 2 independent recovery services. Any 3 can sign. This provides extreme redundancy, survives 2 compromises, and geographic distribution of shares. But signing is slower because 3 parties must coordinate. Fireblocks Enterprise clients and BitGo Custody use this model. How MPC signing works. During setup, each party independently generates their random share. A cryptographic protocol ensures the shares collectively represent a valid private key, but neither party learns the other's share or the complete key. The public key is derived normally and used for receiving funds. When you tap your card to pay $100, the MPC signing protocol runs. Your device creates the unsigned transaction. Your device computes a partial signature using share 1. The issuer's server computes a partial signature using share 2. The partial signatures are combined mathematically into a complete ECDSA signature. The signed transaction is broadcast to the blockchain. The combination happens through homomorphic operations. Shares never leave their respective secure environments. The result is indistinguishable from a standard single key signature on the blockchain. In a 2 of 3 system, an adversary who controls 1 share cannot sign anything. Malware on your phone steals share 1, but without share 2 or 3, it is useless. A breach of the issuer's database exposes share 2, but without share 1 or 3, it is equally useless. A man in the middle can see transaction details, but cannot forge signatures without the shares. MPC versus alternatives. Feature single key, multi-sig, MPC, 2 of 3, hardware wallet. Key storage one location, multiple full keys, distributed shares. Secure element chip, single point of failure, yes, no, no, yes, if lost. Transaction cost standard fee, 3-5x higher, multiple SIGs. Standard fee, standard fee. Blockchain visibility. Standard wallet, multi-SIG. Contract, visible. Standard wallet, private. Standard wallet recovery. Seed phrase, backup signers. Third share backup seed phrase. UX, simple complex, coordinate signers. Simple, transparent to user, requires physical device. Chain compatibility. All chains require smart contract support. All chains, native ECDSA. All chains, best use case. Small amounts on-chain DAOs, crypto cards, cold storage MPC wins for cards because users do not notice it is happening. The experience feels like a normal wallet. Transaction costs are standard, unlike multi-sig, which requires 3-5x gas. It works on every chain without smart contract support, and recovery is built in through the third share rather than a seed phrase that can be lost. Which cards use MPC card, MPC provider architecture? Share locations recovery method. Bybit card Fireblocks, 2 of 3 device. Bybit HSM, recovery HSM. Email plus 2FA XPlace Multiverse X, native 2 of 3 device. XPlace Guardian service, Guardian approval. Ledger CL card, Ledger recover, 2 of 3. Ledger device, Ledger server, CoinCover ID verification, white label, Striga. Fireblocks, copper, 2 of 2 or 2 of 3, varies by issuer varies. Most major cards use Fireblocks, B2B MPC provider, or Web3 Auth, developer framework, rather than building MPC from scratch. Building secure MPC requires deep cryptography expertise, and licensing a proven implementation is standard practice. Security incidents. Where MPC has failed, MPC is not invulnerable. Three incidents show where things can still go wrong. In August 2022, Slope, a Solana wallet, used client-side MPC but logged private key shares in plain text to their Sentry error tracking service. An attacker accessed the logs, reconstructed keys from the shares, and stole 6 malwares from 9,000 wallets. The MPC math was fine. The implementation leaked the inputs. In August 2023, researchers found a theoretical attack on Fireblocks' MPC signing protocol. If an attacker controlled both the user's device and could intercept traffic to the Fireblocks server, they could extract the key. No funds were stolen. The disclosure was responsible and patched promptly, but it showed that MPC implementation details matter as much as the cryptographic theory. In 2024, an attacker used social engineering to convince a recovery service to release Share 3, combined it with Share 1, fished from user devices, and stole 250K from 12 users. The issuer's Share 2 was bypassed entirely. Recovery share custody is an attack vector that requires strong identity verification. Attack vectors that remain, even with MPC, 4 attack paths exist. Device compromise combined with social engineering of the recovery service bypasses the issuer entirely. A rogue employee with access to both the issuer's share and the recovery share can drain funds, mitigated by multi-sig governance and audit logs. Supply chain attacks on MPC libraries can inject backdoors during the build process, and eventually, quantum computing could break ECDSA signatures regardless of how key materials distributed, though post-quantum MPC research is underway. MPC provider comparison provider target market architecture audits. Notable clients Fireblocks. Institutions exchanges 2 of 3. HSM-backed Trail of Bits. NCC Group Bybit. Revolut. BNY Mellon Web3 Auth. Consumer apps, cards 2 of 3, OAuth-based recovery Open Zeppelin, Halbern Skyweaver, Uniswap Wallet, Zengo Retail Wallets 2 of 2, Biometric Recovery, Kudelski Security, Zengo Wallet, self-operated, Sepier Enterprise Custody, 3 of 5 custom academic peer review Tier 1 banks, NDAs, Fireblocks charges 0.02-0.10 per transaction. Web3 Auth is free under 10,000 monthly active users, then 0.01 user month. MPC versus hardware wallet for daily spending, CR feature, hardware wallet, e.g. Ledger, MPC wallet, e.g. Bybit. Signing speed manual, slow. Automatic biometric, fast. Key theft risk, Physical access required, must compromise multiple parties, recovery, seed phrase, high loss risk, social identity recovery, best for, cold storage, daily spending, for a spending balance of $5,000. MPC eliminates the two most common loss vectors, seed phrase theft and single device compromise. A hardware wallet is still better for long-term cold storage of larger amounts, where you want to remove the issuer from the trust equation entirely. Common misconceptions. The most persistent myth is that MPC lets the issuer steal your funds. In a 2-of-3 setup, the issuer holds one share and needs your share, or the recovery share, to sign. Without collusion with the recovery service, the issuer cannot move your funds unilaterally. Another confusion, MPC is not multi-sig. Multi-sig requires multiple separate on-chain signatures, expensive gas, visible contract, while MPC produces a single standard-looking signature at normal transaction cost. On the blockchain, an MPC transaction is indistinguishable from a regular single-key transaction.